Track 6, and now it's on with the news. £95 million for special needs education. An agreement has been signed between Devon County Council and the government, which will see an extra £95 million of national funds set aside to reduce the deficit on special needs education. Devon County Council's cumulative spending on education for children with special needs and disabilities, SEND, over the past 10 years is set to create a deficit of £163 million by the end of this financial year. The council have also set aside £10 million this year to help bring down the deficit. The new agreement will see the government contribute £38 million by the end of March, with the remaining cash being spread out over the following 8 years. The County Council will contribute a further £5 million a year from its revenue budget and £20 million from reserves to bring the deficit back into balance by the end of the agreement. In a letter from the Department for Education to Devon, a spokesman said, "I am pleased to confirm that ministers are content to enter into a safety valve agreement with your local authority. This will include the allocation of £95 million of funding over 9 years to contribute to the elimination of your deficit." Devon's cabinet member for SEND, Lois Samuel, said this is a significant achievement and opportunity for the council. It not only provides the framework for service improvement, but also puts the authority back onto a sustainable financial footing. It ensures services are delivered within the annual ring-fenced grant for high needs and reduces the cumulative SEND deficit to zero by the end of the term. I would like to thank our senior leadership team for all their hard work. We now need to work increasingly closely with our partners in schools and the NHS. Working together as a team internally and with our partners is so integral to this agreement.
A fifth of Tonbridge homes are non-decent. A fifth of homes in Tonbridge failed to meet decent standards, new figures show. The government's English Housing Survey has revealed 3.6 million homes across the country were deemed non-decent because they could either pose a risk to residents' health or life, are in a bad state of repair, are cold, or lack modern facilities. The annual survey asked people at a sample of addresses about the state and quality of their housing. The fuel poverty charity National Energy Action said lives are being ruined by cold, damp housing. Department for Levelling Up Housing and Communities figures show 21% of all 61,422 occupied homes in Tonbridge failed to meet the government's official decent homes standard. The rate was higher than the average of 15% across the country. Matt Copeland, head of policy at NEA, said current incentives and regulation are not sufficient to get landlords to improve their properties. He added the government had promised to consult on increasing the minimum energy efficiency standard of private rented properties, but there has been no further development on this. He said, in general, action on energy efficiency has been poor for the last decade. It's a key pillar for fighting fuel poverty and reaching our binding net zero target. Behind the statistics and targets are real lives being ruined by cold, damp housing. David Finch, Assistant Director in the Healthy Lives Directorate at the Health Foundation, said non-decent homes are putting potentially vulnerable people at significant risk of health problems. He said a decent home is one of the building blocks for living a healthy life, but safety hazards in the home can lead to injury or harm. Damp homes can affect respiratory health, leading to asthma, coughing and wheezing, with cold homes also linked to higher winter deaths. He added progress in improving the quality of homes has stalled and that the existing decent homes standard is increasingly outdated. A DLUHC spokesperson said, "Our landmark renters reform bill is progressing through Parliament. The bill will deliver a fairer private rented sector for both responsible tenants and good faith landlords. Everyone has the right to a warm, secure and decent home, and we expect landlords to meet our energy efficiency standards before letting properties."
Police patrols have been stepped up at a local park. Having received several reports of antisocial behaviour, ASB, and with the Easter holidays, police in Newton Abbot are reminding people of their zero tolerance stance towards ASB, releasing a video of the sophisticated CCTV system in place at a popular park. However, the park is not identified in the report. "This is a fantastic park," they say, "with great features, which is well used by children of all ages. But please be reminded that any reported ASB or crimes will be investigated and dealt with robustly, as our approach is zero tolerance." The park is well covered by CCTV, with as many as 5 cameras operating, which have the option to zoom in. With the Easter break and summer holidays coming up, our local officers will be carrying out regular patrols in the park.
Tumultuous Tudor Tales. A new book by Newton Abbot author Rosemary Griggs tells the captivating story of Lady Gabriella Roberta Montgomery, the Dartington Bride. The latest addition to the Daughters of Devon series is inspired by the life of a young Frenchwoman who married into one of Devon's most prominent families. Roberta's father was a Huguenot military leader who came to fame when he killed the King of France in a jousting accident. She married Gawain Champernoun, son of Sir Arthur, the first of that name at Dartington Hall. Rosemary is also well known throughout the west of England for the 16th century costumes she creates and wears to bring history to life at events for community groups and museums. Speaking about the book, Rosemary said, "My research for this has taken me to France as well as to some stunning Devon locations. I've been researching Devon's 16th century history for years, and I've discovered a cast of fascinating characters and an intriguing network of families."
Moorland firefighters team up to tackle straw chopper fire. A piece of farm machinery that caught fire last week saw several fire crew teams up to tackle the incident. Firefighters from Chagford were mobilised on Tuesday, March the 19th, to a report of a straw chopper, a specialised piece of machinery designed to take straw bales, chop them and spread the straw, that had caught fire. The crew from Chagford were joined by their colleagues from Oakhampton Fire Station and Danes Castle Fire Station.